Holistish, the Holistic Health Podcast, where we discuss holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sierra.
Woo! Now, I have a question. Did you miss us? Because I missed us. So, as a lot of you know, maybe not if you're a first-time listener, we had to take a little hiatus back in the times we won't speak of.
Oh my god.
Because we are both essential workers. But guess what? We're back now, and we're really excited to go on this holistic journey with you. We've got a little bit of a different thing going on. Mm-hmm. New theme song. We are just really excited to be here. So, Sierra, did you miss us?
I like how you said go on this holistic journey with us, because, you know, when people talk in euphemisms, they're like, walk with me through this season of life.
Yes, it's a new season. It is a new season of Holistish, the podcast. Here we are. Hello. Welcome. Okay, so let's jump right in, because
I feel like I don't even want to address the COVID.
We can't
do it.
We're here to make your life a little bit more fun and a little bit more informed. So, bye, COVID. Fuck you. What? Okay. Anyway.
And I feel like we should emphasize none of this is medical advice.
Oh, yeah. This is not medical advice. Yeah. This is not financial advice.
Literally.
Don't sue us. We are not claiming to be consultants. And that's it. So, Sierra, today, kicking off our first episode back, we are going to do a little something that has been the rage, I feel like, for maybe like a year, right?
It's probably been around longer, but we just weren't aware of it. And I think I've been seeing this on TikTok, Instagram for a while now, but it's never something that I thought to do. So what are we talking about today, Jenna?
So today we are going to talk about eucalyptus, but mostly eucalyptus in your shower.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what is more holistic than, pardon me, what is more holistic
exactly
than shoving some plants in your shower and taking some deep breaths to calm down?
For seemingly no reason at all.
All right. So yes, today we are going to be talking about eucalyptus in the shower. And I have seen this on TikTok and Instagram and all of the things online, because what are we doing? Doom scrolling.
Literally.
But, you know, if we're going to see eucalyptus on our doom scroll, I'm good with that.
Yes, yes. But before we get into that, we wanted to bring back a little segment. Well, not bring back. This is a new segment.
New segment.
So just to break up things, keep it spicy, we're going to start off with holistic news. Just, I don't know, just because I feel like all these articles or just random tidbits come out and sometimes they're really funny. So I think it's interesting to kind of look at them and see what's going on in the health and wellness space in the light news category, because I feel like a lot of these things never get written up seriously, but that's the fun of it, right? Exploring holistic health and wellness.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of serious things going on right now, so like
exactly
writing about holistic-ish things is not at the top of people's minds. However, we will search it out and give it to you right now.
Okay, so let me break down the news for this week. So I thought this was interesting because we keep referencing TikTok and social media. So have you ever heard of nutraceuticals? Do you know what I mean when I say nutraceuticals?
No. What is that?
I haven't really heard this term before, but I guess a nutraceutical is a food or beverage, something, maybe even vitamins that are fortified with like additional nutrients or something that provides a health benefit. So it just seems like this nebulous kind of cloud. Like, would those waters with CBD be a nutraceutical? Like, perhaps, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we're totally wrong, but that is a word that I guess we should be aware of, because I found this article that says TikTok social media influencers, plant-based nutrition and beauty supplements drive the wellness category. So this article looked at data from the Vitamin Shoppe, and it's saying that the Vitamin Shoppe offers insight on health and nutraceuticals. So basically, they're saying that kind of not surprisingly, TikTok and social media has influenced these trends that the Vitamin Shoppe has noticed and probably is similar kind of across the board. So, according to the nutrition and wellness marketer, the most prominent trends that impacted the health and wellness landscape in 2021 were number one, beauty redefined with skincare and hair care. So people are like defining beauty through the lens of holistic wellness. Also, sports nutrition was also really popular. They also said that plant-based nutrition is going more mainstream. So people are concerned about like their health and the environment, which is leading to this thing called green nutrition. So all the plant-based girlies are getting it on, I guess, because
Wait,
of
so
TikTok.
nutraceuticals is like vitamins?
It sounds like it. Like any type of, I guess, compound food, beverage that is has something added to it, or I guess within itself provides some other type of health benefit. Like I'm thinking like a ginger shot or something, you know? The last thing that people have been purchasing more, I guess, through the vitamin shop is things related to immunity, so things that give them an immunity boost. And then they're saying that TikTok is influencing the demand for these products, especially in younger audiences. So this isn't anything riveting. It's just interesting to see, you know, those categories kind of
Yeah,
broken down.
it's difficult for me to really wrap my head around these things because, you know, I have a Vitamin Shoppe loyalty card. I
I did
do.
not know that.
Yeah, I do because, you know, Annie has lots of iron needs. She takes
Yes.
NAC, which we should talk about one day.
Oh, yeah, that's
Yes,
a good one.
NAC is they keep it
Yeah.
behind the counter
Yeah.
at Vitamin Shoppe. You have to ask for it, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
So I have a loyalty card
Oh, man.
at Vitamin Shoppe because there are a few things, such as like magnesium, things we're gonna talk about
Yeah.
eventually that I do use from there. However, most of the stuff in there to me is a crock of shit. And I'm just gonna say it. Like, I feel like I
Okay.
just pee
I
out
mean,
mostly everything. And I know we've been told that, you know?
yeah, my view on vitamins is kind of that, but I know it's complicated. And in this other article, they kind of break it down. So comparing nutraceutical, first off, the word nutraceuticals, can we get into that? Like, it sounds like
It
gobbledygook,
sounds like
but
Dr. Oz's line of enemas.
so I don't know. I'm confused. But this article says that nutraceuticals, as opposed to pharmaceuticals, have the potential to be safe and improve health naturally. So, again, it seems like kind of a vague holistic health term to kind of describe things like vitamins or something that
It's
might
just an
have.
umbrella term for like,
Exactly.
oh, I went to the bodega and bought a CBD tonic
Or
water.
B12, yeah, something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Okay, well,
yeah, yeah.
that's really interesting. I had no idea that there was a word for it.
Exactly.
So that's kind of cool. And you know what? Like capitalism, am I right? Like
Yep.
that's the Vitamin Shoppe is saying, "Oh yeah."
I have never stepped foot into a vitamin shop, I don't think.
I used to not because
Yeah.
there were when you know when you live in the burbs, there's more options. But in the
Yeah.
city, if you need something specific, Vitamin Shoppe has it.
Interesting. Is it close to you? I
Yeah, it's
don't
like
imagine a
three
vitamin
blocks
shop in the
down.
city.
Yeah, no, there's one everywhere. There's like one on every corner.
Interesting. Is it like the mattress conspiracy that there's a vitamin shop every 2 feet because it's a pyramid scheme or whatever?
You know what?
Yeah.
Kind of, except
Okay.
when you walk into any vitamin shop in New York City, there's going to be at least eight old white women screaming at the cashier.
Oh,
So that
okay.
so they are they have lots of business,
Okay.
you know? They
Okay.
got lots of business.
Fair enough.
And my vitamin shop people, thank you for your service.
Please, please, please take an Instagram or TikTok in a vitamin shop. Please
Send it to me.
send it. Okay.
I'll do it too.
Okay, so wrapping up our little holistic news, just everyone be aware of nutraceuticals. Keep it top of mind. I don't know. Investigate if you feel so inclined. But
let me know what your favorite nutraceutical is. Maybe we'll talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and now we are getting into the meat of the episode, talking about eucalyptus, why it's holistic, the benefits, and our experience using it these last few weeks.
Eucalyptus, eucalyptus, here we eucalyptus. Let's talk about it. I'm not going to say. I almost said, but I know. I didn't.
Okay. So I think we should start off with kind of talking about the benefits of eucalyptus and why it's holistic, I would say. Also, pause. When I think of eucalyptus, I just think of koalas. Because koalas eat the eucalyptus and poop it. Yeah.
Well, now I'm thinking of chlamydia, so thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, well, getting started about why eucalyptus is holistic and some of the benefits. So just keep in mind that there are around 300 species of eucalyptus, which is interesting. But the main kind of component of eucalyptus that is said to derive, I guess, some of its benefits is called cineol. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. But cineol is responsible for the smell of the eucalyptus, like, you know, that distinct kind of piney, citrusy smell. And it's also, as I said, responsible for some of the medicinal properties. So, I don't know, just quickly thinking about how eucalyptus can be holistic is it can help if you are congested or have a stuffy nose. So something about the oil is said to kind of provide a cooling sensation and increased nasal airflow in people with perhaps an upper respiratory infection or something like that.
Or something like that.
You know, similar to Vicks VapoRub, it's really opening those sinuses. People also say that eucalyptus oil and that component that I spoke about can be applied to things like insect bites to kind of soothe them and prevent like itching. Also, this article says that eucalyptus is a major ingredient in some Brazilian kind of folk medicine. Oils from the eucalyptus can relieve pain, which is interesting. I never thought to use it on things like joints. And then obviously there's kind of the mental health component associated with eucalyptus oil, that this is something that when you smell it is soothing and calming and it relaxes you. I know a lot of like aromatherapy candles and lotions and that have a eucalyptus scent. And again, the 1-8-cineol is that component of the oil that also does this as well.
So I have a question.
Yes.
I am basic in the sense that I've only ever had one massage in my life. Do you ever get
massages? I've had zero, so.
Okay, great. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, I feel like maybe we are ignorant to the fact that, do they use eucalyptus oil in massages? It's possible. I don't know. I don't have the answer to this. Email holisticpodcast@gmail.com.
Neither do I.
But when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, they probably, if it's pain relieving, you know what, everyone listen up. We have so much in store for you this season, and we do have somebody related to massaging coming later. So we'll ask them.
And then lastly, I never thought to use it this way, but some sources claim that eucalyptus has a role in dental and oral health, that you can use it kind of like a toothpaste, I guess, so to speak, to prevent things like gingivitis and then plaque buildup. But like, this article doesn't necessarily like describe how to use it. They just kind of suggest you get a natural toothpaste that contains eucalyptus, but I'm sure people make their own, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just be careful. Yeah.
Also, I thought you would be interested in this, also myself, because city life. So some people say that spraying eucalyptus oil in places where rats hide can repel them.
Okay, that brings me to my next point about eucalyptus that I need to talk about. Don't just chew on a eucalyptus leaf, everyone. Because you know we are animal lovers here at Holistish. I just wanted to make sure that everyone understands that according to the ASPCA, eucalyptus is toxic to dogs, toxic to cats, and toxic to horses. So if you do decide to try this trend, please be careful. Don't bring your kitty cat in there for a sinus cleanse because she's not going to like it. So the essential oil in eucalyptol, and it can cause salivation, vomiting, depression, diarrhea, weakness in animals. So upon knowing this, we tested these things out, and we each have a cat and a dog. So that's just something to be aware of. And as we keep continuing talking about this trend, I just want everyone to be very aware that much like many of our houseplants and many of our oil diffusers or whatever, our poor little pets cannot vocalize to us that something's hurting them. So you just need to be aware. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yes.
But thank you. Rats can suck it.
Yeah. Rats, come get you your eucalyptus.
Here's a little smoothie for you.
Literally. Okay. So that's why it's holistic, I guess I should say. Just some, you know, health benefits. It's been used for a while, it seems like, in medicine. Well, not medicine, I should say. Natural remedies. So Jenna, please explain how you used the eucalyptus and how we kind of set everything up to test the whole eucalyptus in the shower.
Yeah, so Sierra, I got my eucalyptus at the grocery store, but not one Trader Joe's, which is known to have eucalyptus frequently. I just got it at like a Publix because I was out of town.
Yeah.
And it was there.
Yeah.
Where did you get yours?
I got mine on Etsy, and that's only because, I know, that's, we have to get into this. It's absolutely crazy. So I got mine on Etsy just because, I found this woman. I should probably link her shop if I can find it, but she was selling eucalyptus.
Well, depending on the review.
I know, depending on the review. She was selling eucalyptus specifically for the shower, so it came all, like, nice and bundled up, and then it came with a hook that would stick to your shower. So, like, the water didn't affect it or anything. It's still on my shower. So I was like, this is pretty cool. It's all in one. I don't have to buy a hook. I don't have to buy string. I can just put it in the shower.
Okay, so if you are a hillbilly like me, I just used the rubber band that came with mine. There was honestly, because I bought eucalyptus from a grocery store, there was some other random leaves in there that were not eucalyptus. So
like a baby's breath or something?
Yeah, it wasn't baby's breath. I don't even know it. It was just like a weird like ivy situation.
You got like a wedding like bouquet or something. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, it was kind of, it wasn't like pretty. So I don't know what they were doing. And they said, we got one customer and this girl, and it was me. So I took out the extra nonsense, and it had a rubber band with it, as many things do, like many flower bouquets and whatnot. So I just kind of rubber band it in a way that I could just set it over the shower head. So it just stayed. So, and that totally worked. So like hook, great. Janky rubber band method, also fine.
Describe how we... Like, what's the process? Because also, I didn't know that there was a process before you hang it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I think it's important to
go over. You gotta beat the shit out of it?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. Rewind. So before you hang up your eucalyptus, you're gonna wanna just totally whack it on... I mean, if you're into it, your arm, you can do the counter.
Oh my god, your partner.
No! It's like those baths where they whip you with the palm leaves or whatever. No, so the eucalyptus needs to be massaged like a kale, but you can really break down those fibers by just like whipping it on your hand, on the counter, like I said. You don't even have to like smack it, but that's kind of fun, like especially if you're trying to do a stress relief situation, like just whacking it on something is great news. But don't, make sure your pets aren't around, ma'am. Make sure
the worst kale salad.
Right, it's the same concept as kale. Except you're not digesting it, but you're breaking mm-hmm. down the you're exactly. breaking down the fibers so that the oils can release and so that something actually happens when you put it in the shower. So, very important step, massage or beat the shit out of your eucalyptus before you hang it up. And then, so you're going to hang it right up there.
Yes, and I like how we hung it in different spots. So you did it on the shower head, which I think is the preferred way. But I didn't have space, so I did it on the back of the shower.
Okay, so you hung it on the back of the shower and I hung it over the shower head. Fine, whatever. Depending on the size of your shower, I would say to me, and you let me know how you feel about this, the most important part was making sure that there was steam getting near it. So if you have a small shower, that's not an issue. If you have one of those showers that's like also a tub, you probably definitely want to put it as close to the shower head as possible, I would say.
I agree.
Because the steam is what's gonna do it for you, honey. Am I
Yeah.
right?
And I just have to ask you, because I feel a little bit bamboozled, but I can't complain. How much did you pay for your bunch of eucalyptus?
$3.99.
Oh my God. Well, I like to support small business, but mine was
Oh
$14.
my God, I got me a pub sub and some eucalyptus for under $10.
Oh man. Well, I was like, oh, I should probably just go to Trader Joe's and buy it. But then I was thinking I should probably get a hook and blah 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 because I can't hang it under the shower. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. So I don't know. I can't say I supported a small business, okay?
No, listen, you
But I
did.
wouldn't do it again.
Well, so much for that referral, Miss
Maybe.
Etsy.
No, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean.
So, yeah, and that's fine. The situation is that my eucalyptus didn't last very long.
Okay, so
So yours did.
how long would you say that yours lasted as far as like scent or?
Well, here's
Yeah.
the thing. It probably was some operator error at this point
Okay.
because I used it, I enjoyed it, but I am anal about my bathroom and I don't want a leaf in there. So I got rid of it after a
Oh my
few
God.
days. So I wanted to do it when I was away from my cat because I am
Yeah.
neurotic, if you will. So yeah, I mean, I used it the whole time I was there, but it lasted. It definitely started fading after like the third day. What about
Really?
your? Yeah, like yours is still going
Okay.
strong, right?
So maybe I take back what I said. So I would say mine stayed pretty fragrant for about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, whoa, wow.
And
Yeah,
it
mine was
did.
not gonna make that.
Okay, also, people say that once their eucalyptus is like done giving them any benefits, they can take it and it's kind of dried at that point and do something with it. I didn't do that, I just threw it away.
What are they gonna do with
I
it?
don't know, put it in a dried flower book or press it or I don't know, make jewelry. I don't fucking know. You know
Make
what I'm saying? I
jewelry?
don't know. But that was like proposed as something you could do with your dry leaves. But I would say mine stayed moist and supple for 2.5 weeks.
I mean, I'm glad for you, but why did
Yeah.
you say it like that? Anyway, that's really good. Yes. So, like we said, be careful with your pets. The thing is that if you're having a personal spa day in your bathroom, don't invite your pet. That's that easy. And like if you have a curious lab who wants to jump up and nibble on some eucalyptus, probably don't do that. Although my brother's Doberman has eaten an entire can of cat food. Like the
Oh my
can. And
God.
he's fine.
The
But he's a
resilient.
troublemaker. You don't want to risk it. Oh, Doby.
So, do you feel like you saw any benefits with hanging the eucalyptus in the shower? Is there anything you noticed over those 3 days? Anything at
Yeah.
all?
So what I would say is that the benefits were instant
Okay.
because as soon as I got the water nice and hot, it was like spa day for Jenna. It was a psychological benefit. And yeah, like I guess it
Yes.
probably helped my breathing a little bit. I wasn't having like much of issues, but it smelled nice. It was fun and it was enjoyable. Is it something that I need all the time? No.
Okay.
Is it something that I'm glad that I tried out? I mean, not just to talk about it with you guys. Yeah, sure, whatever, fine. Is it something, and this is where I get a little preachy again, is it something that I want to risk my pet's health for? No. And that's the thing, like, I know that a lot of people's pets are good about leaving stuff alone, but Miss Phoebe is not. She gets into stuff. And if you are like me, which I'm sure that you are, your pet is your child, and a little bit of time in the shower to make you
Yeah.
feel good is not worth your pet potentially getting sick. But that
Yeah.
being said, if you close your door and like don't let your pet in there, it's fine. But I just get so nervous about essential oils and stuff like that.
I know. Yeah,
But
it's scary.
overall, an enjoyable
Yeah.
experience. I definitely felt pampered. It was like a shower plus
No, I
experience.
agree. I think again, we weren't really investigating some of the other aspects of the eucalyptus. Like, we weren't rubbing it on our joints. We weren't using it as toothpaste. It was mostly for, I guess, we were testing. I feel like it's more of an aesthetic, calming, again, like how you said, psychological effect that we were investigating. But I think
Sure.
both of us were kind of making fun of it because it was so stupid. Like, why do we keep seeing these videos of like girlies putting on the shower and you see the bunch of eucalyptus? But I kind of feel how you felt. Like, I felt like rich and expensive in my eucalyptus shower. It felt like luxurious. I think that's the thing I like the most about it. The look and then the smell. Like, I can't say that it really did anything for me sinus wise. I don't particularly feel like my sinuses were opened or anything like that. But I think, as you said, it was like an enhanced shower experience that was perhaps more psychological than anything else that was fun about it. It also looked really cute, which I made fun of in the beginning, but I don't know. If I have a friend staying with me or something, like maybe I'll get a fresh eucalyptus bunch and put it up there so they can feel super spoiled. But yeah, like how you were saying too, is it worth your 15-minute shower for potentially your pet's?
Safety.
Exactly. I don't know that I could say that. But it was less stupid than I thought it was going to be, if that makes sense.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
It definitely was nice.
Yes.
It was, I liked it. So if you're in the position to try it out, I definitely would,
Yeah.
especially if you are at the TJ's getting some lobster ravioli. I don't know, what do they sell there?
Yes.
Everyone's obsessed and I'm just like, what do you
Oh,
get there?
man.
Like toilet paper that has turn of the century people on it? What?
Seriously.
Like what? Hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, if you're at the old TJ's, if you're getting a pub sub, if you want to support Etsy
Yes,
artists, if you want,
artisans.
yeah, if you want to try it out, I mean, definitely do it. There's straight up eucalyptus oil you can just drop in your shower. But going back to what you said, I liked the aesthetic of like being in a green forest, you know, or
Yes.
whatever.
It was definitely pleasant and luxurious. And again, like we didn't really see any health benefits, but we weren't necessarily like testing that. But I think just, I don't know, elevating your shower a bit, maybe if you're having a bad day, could really boost your mood. And I think, again, the specific scent of eucalyptus is really calming and refreshing. So I thought it was a nice way to reset. But again, did we see anything life-changing? No. Was it
Yes, like
nice?
putting eucalyptus in
Yes.
your shower is not self-care. Putting eucalyptus in your shower is superficial brain-pleasing activity, and I approve.
Yeah, that's fine in my
Yeah,
book for
we love
sure.
superficial brain-pleasing activity.
So, do you feel like this is Holistish approved? Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
It's a
I
tough
know.
one.
It's hard.
If we had categories, I would say fun level, experience level, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Necessity, 2, 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Not necessary, but fun, yes. So I would say, yeah, overall, holistic approved, we got an average of what? 2, I can't do math. 3.
Give it a 2 or 3, like take it or leave it kind of thing. It's like you can live without it. Is it nice? Yes. But did we see anything crazy beneficial? No. Like somewhere down the middle, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's say like a solid 2.5 out of 5.
Deal.
Would you repurchase again? That's the big question. Or I guess in what circumstance could you see yourself repurchasing?
If I got like a super crazy head cold or something else, I would definitely probably get it,
Yeah.
honestly. because it was very nice and relaxing. And like, I don't have a bathtub, but I could see how that could be fun too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like just like tearing the leaves off and putting them as petals in your bathtub. That's luxe.
Yes. So take it or leave it. It's nice to try a little treat for yourself. But yeah, somewhere in the middle for us.
Let us know how you feel.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to know.
And now we're getting into another segment that we thought would be fun, where every week we're going to talk about our bops and flops. So that could be something that we're really loving in the bop category or something we just want to tell the other about that we think would benefit their life in some way. And then the flop is the opposite of that. So something that went bad this week, a product we don't like, something we want to warn each other to stay away from. So again, these are trying to be related to holistic health and wellness, obviously, but here we go with our weekly bops and flops.
Jenna, we can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. What was your bop of this week?
So in an attempt to be related to pop culture, we have created Bop or Flop.
I know.
Girly.
We're young. Like, We're young.
Are we in a gay bar? Maybe. It's fine. Okay. It's a bop. Washing your face. It's a bop.
It's your bop.
It's a total bop. Wash your face every night. You know what else? Wash your neck. Wash it. Anyway, that was aggressive. So washing your face every single night is really where it's at. Clears that skin up. You can eat more oily things if you consistently wash your face. You know what I'm saying? You don't let any of that makeup or any sort of mask issues get in your way when you're washing your face. I recommend Clinique Foaming Rinse Off Cleanser. It's in a pink bottle. It's in a purple bottle. It really doesn't matter which one you get. It's so good. You guys know I'm a Clinique lady. And then Sierra gave me a Cetaphil normal to oily bottle of daily cleanser because she's so nice and loving. And let me tell you what, that stuff has changed my life. I use it every single day. The Cetaphil, it's like, it doesn't have any like foaming agent, which I like because it makes me feel like, okay, there's not extra crap all up in here. And it just feels like the lipids are just rubbing against your skin and it doesn't like get in there and dry it out, but it gets your skin so clean. So after I use it in the shower, and when I get out of the shower, my face feels so clean. It's not dry, but it definitely is like, okay, time to moisturize, you know what I mean? But it does this weird thing where it doesn't penetrate and dry the fuck out of your face, but it gets it so clean. And you can get this shit at CVS.
Yes, I think that's so important. Like, the price is great. Also, Cetaphil is dermatologist recommended, and also it's suggested for people who have sensitive skin or allergies. So it's like an all-around great product, I think. Good bop for this week. Okay, so my bop this week is the Trader Joe's brown sugar oat creamer. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So trying to be holistic, not using dairy creamer, because let me tell you what happened over Christmas. I was recommending this creamer to everyone that was Chobani. And I was like, guys, this brown sugar creamer is so good, and I can't believe it's non-dairy. And someone texted me like, bitch, that says fresh dairy cream right on it. And I was like, oh, well, maybe that's why I've been bloated for a month. So I made a clown of myself. But I feel like this Trader Joe's brown sugar oat creamer is just as good, and it's non-dairy, and you don't have to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, you got to make sure it's actually Chobani oat.
Oat.
Chobani makes some good oat stuff, though. They really do. You gotta watch out.
They're sneaky. So the Trader Joe's one is delicious and toasty. It tastes really good in iced coffee and hot coffee. And it's creamy, which I know sometimes their creamers are a bit weird. Like, their coconut one is kind of runny. And I think their boxed non-dairy products are hit or miss. But I think everyone should go try this. It's so delicious.
All right, let's go, people. Trader Joe's brown sugar oat creamer.
Yes, oat.
I'm ready for that. Okay, and now we go on to our flops.
What is your flop?
My flop this week is pretty basic. Well, kind of. So, in an attempt to be smart with my budget, I got the CVS Health brand toothpaste. Do not recommend. 0 out of 5 stars.
No.
It tastes like putting plaster in your mouth and then attempting to spit out a bunch of nails and plywood.
What is the flavor? Is it mint or cinnamon?
It's supposed to be mint. It's just not good. Like, here's the thing. I love me some CVS. Please don't get me wrong. I have the care pass. I am all about CVS. I shop there for all of my needs, and I have the 20% off the CVS health brand things, which is why I wanted to try the toothpaste, because I was like, oh, let's do a deal here. I think I'm a Colgate girl.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just, I can't, I didn't feel clean, and I didn't feel good about my life. So probably just skip that one. Girlies, let's splurge for the Colgate.
It's worth it, honestly.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, so my flop is the weather. So
Is that legal?
I don't know. Today was warm, but what's actually really annoying is that it's been so cold here in Boston. So the flop is my continued seasonal depression, because it's halfway through April. Like, where's the sun? You know, like, I'm pale, I'm depressed. It's not warm. It's really sad because none of the flowers were really blooming until this week. So that's my flop. That's like such a downer to end on.
Yeah, it's been a downer situation, but let me tell you, I feel like the sun is coming very soon.
I know. What? We need it.
Okay, so don't buy CVS brand toothpaste, and fuck the weather. That's what you learned today.
Yeah, seriously. If you live in the Northeast, you know. But bringing it full circle, wrapping it up, thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you. I always want to say the podcast where we do whatever we want because it's our show and not yours, but that's definitely Trixie and Katya's tagline, so we can't say that. But follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Holistish and email us at holistishpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your bops and flops. Let us know if you have any suggestions for future topics, and we will talk to you next time.
Yeah, let us know how excited or mad and annoyed you are that we have returned. You can't get rid of us.
Oh, well, we're back for good. We don't care.
Yeah, like and follow us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you may listen. Give us those ratings. 5 stars only, or else get out. If you don't give me 5 stars, I'm going to find your address and send you some CVS toothpaste. Anyway, we hope you guys have a great...
That is all.
Yeah, we hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Adieu. Bye.